Okay, we're on the Kofei Amid Beis. We are six lines from the top. Two lines from the top. Yerad Litvo. Okay? I'm not sure we're really up. We read through the previous Gemaras, but there's plenty to say about them, but I have to figure out how to do it, and in any case, this is a little bit of a sort of a respite over here, a different topic, a very relevant topic. This is actually going on the Mishnah. If you look on the Mishnah, on the Chavez and Midbeis, so the Mishnah, if you remember way back when, we learned that the halacha of Valkari, that this was the focus of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said, Ho ya'omid b'tzvil of an izkushu Valkari, lo yafzik elikatsu yeret, the elikatsir. Yorad litvo, if a person wants to be tova lekerio, im yochel lalos iskas likros ashal tenei tachama, yalav yiskas v'yikra. Im lav yiskas v'mayim v'yikra, im lav yiskas v'mayim v'yikra. Okay, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says basically that if a person is a balkeri, so he can't read Kriya Shema, so if there's enough time for him to get up out of the mikvah, and read Kriya Shema before Neitzachama. Hey Neitzachama, by the way. The word is Hey Neitzachama. Hey is not a Hey idea. The Hey is part of the Shorish of the word. As it says, Hey Neitzu Ho Rimonim. There's no such thing as a Neitz Minyan. It's a Ha Neitz Minyan.
All those people have been Nayotin.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Mishnah says that what? That if
Hey.
Yes. Hey Neitzu Ho Rimonim. Pasuk in Shira Shira. It means to blossom or to sprout. So if a person can get out of the mikveh and read Kriya Shema before Hanetzachama, so then he should do it. Otherwise, he should read Kriya Shema in the mikveh. Right? Somehow he should be the chas himself. The Gemara discusses how you machat yourself in a mikvah. That's a whole complicated issue also. Is it clear water? Is it cloudy water? Whatever. But you read in the mikvah. If you can't get out and read Kriya Shema before Hinetzachama. So you have to. So the Mishnah seems to be establishing the time requirement for reading Kriya Shema as Hinetzachama, which is like, why should that be? So really, our Gemara on the Chachem Veh is going to talk about why does the Mishnah say that? Why do you have to complete Kriya Shema by Hinetzachama? So the Gemara is going to refer. It's only a couple lines of Gemara over here. One, two, three, four, up to that. Hachama. That's all the Gemara with the Rashi. And the Gemara refers to another Mishnah. I was referring to a Mishnah on that Testament day. The Mishnah on that Testament day is talking about when do you read, what are the Zmanim for Kriya Shema Shel Shachos, right? The Masechta starts off with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and then goes into Kriya Shema Shel Shachos. This Mishnah talks about not Me'emesai Korin Eshma B'Shachos, right? So if you read through the Mishnah, the Gemara has this machlokas as to different opinions as to when. So there's two questions: is when you start reading Kriya Shema Shel Shachar, and then is when you have to finish reading Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. So the Gemara, the Mishnah actually talks about both. Okay, the Mishnah says Ve'emes Hakorin Shema B'Shachar. Gemara gives different opinions, and then the Gemara says the Gomro or whatever, and when you finish it. And then as a machlokas in the Mishnah between two opinions, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua as to what is the end time for reading Kriya Shema. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ad Hinetzachama. He holds that what? You can only read Kriya Shema up until we'll define Hinetzachama as sunrise, although it's not so clear that that's what Hinetzachama means either. It may be somewhat after sunrise, really. And Rabbi Yeshua says, at Shoshos, until 3 hours, which we assume means three shows, manios, although this is where the whole discussion comes in as to what exactly, how you define shows over here, which she came to have lam the show of shows. You know, so the question is, of course, if you say show of shows is manios, does that mean that the malachim, b'nei malachim, they get up they get up different times depending on whether the show is manios or show is, how long the day is? Well, maybe they do. But this is a whole discussion, you know, over here, which we're not, you know, not our topic. But there's a machlokas in the Mishnah as to what the end time for Kriya Shema is. Heneta Chama or Shalosh Shos. And what would be mashma from the Mishnah that we had over here in Mishameso? That when is the, who do we pass, who's our Mishnah going like? Sounds like Rabbi Eliezer, because it says that you can get out and read Kriya Shema before Heneta Chama, so you can do it. Otherwise, you should read in the mikvah, right? Sounds like it. The Gemara is going to say not that way. But first, let's see the Gemara over here. Still on Testament base. Do the Gemara from Amar Rav Huna. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4 Gemara lines down. V'acherim Omer. There's an asterisk and a letter Aleph there. V'acherim Omer. Okay? It's giving different zmanim for when the beginning time of Kriya Shema is. V'acherim Omer. Read there up until 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down. V'nimsa mispalel v'yom. Omer v'lezera ma'ikro yerucham shemesh v'lefnei yireach dor dorim. Stop there. Okay? I started Vacherim Omrim, four lines down in the Gemara, and I read up until Vufnei Yireach Dor Dorim. So do that with the Rashis.
Where is that?
You don't have the end or the beginning?
I got it.
What?
I got it.
You got it. Okay, and then do the Tosvos, the Kriyashma Kivasikin, up until Umiyu Kasha. You see sort of a two-thirds of the way down, there's a period and a little space to miyu kosher.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, do the toast up until there. And then I have a small Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah for you to do. It's not really small. It's on the sugya on the Testament day in the Rif, where it's usually kept. And it's on the page of the Rif called page number 8.
8?
8. Dalal Amid Beis. And if you see where you have the bold introduction, the letters Tanya Nami Hachi. See that? Tanya Nami Hachi. Hoyugomenoso, right. Start not from the beginning over there, but from the next line. V'Amar Moriah Rav Nero.
Did you say this was the small?
Yes, I was. And then I said I was. It's not small at all. I was not being serious. I didn't want to give you too much to do. This is it. This Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah starts from V'Amar Moriah Rav and go down till the end of the section where it says Umotzinu. Don't do the Motzinu.
Where do we start from?
You start from Amar Moriah Rav Nero, which is second line into this section of the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, and finish that particular section. And let me just tell you what it's about. The question is,
why don't we start from the beginning?
Yeah, you know where to start? You start from the second line in, and you go to Umotzinu, the next bold word. Umotzinu. It's not the whole, it's the whole subsection. This is still, he's still discussing it, Umotzinu. And he discussed it before, which is, and I didn't give you all of this one. I just started for Alma Mori.
I skipped the whole line.
I skipped the whole line, right. So, just to tell you what it's all about. It's all about, obviously, we make our normal disclaimer that we're not going to talk about anything on halacha maita over here. But if you look and see in the Rishonim, it's very interesting. Basically, the end of Zman Kriya Shema, according to many Rishonim, is Heneta Chama. That's the, not the last time that you can read it, but certainly unless it's a special Shas HaTzach or B'dyavet or something like that, you're supposed Mekondemani Rishon. It's based on this sugi over here. And that's not really what I want to focus on so much. The question is the Vasikin. Okay, why did the Vasikin do what they did? More than say we pass like the Vasikin. The question is, why did the Vasikin do what they did? What's the reason for their particular practice? And that's the discussion over here. And what you can see from our Gemara, something very important, reason I'm going back into this discussion, which is really a discussion for the first parak, is because from our little sugi over here, you'll see two very important things about the Shita of the Vasikin that you wouldn't otherwise know from the sugi on Daf Tet. Okay? So again, do the I guess you should do the Mishnah first on Daf Beis, you know, where you know that the that our Gemara is going on, then do the Gemara, okay, our Gemara on Daf Chaf Hayamid Beis, then go back to the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah on Daf Tesamid Beis, which starts Rabbi Leza Omer Ben Tchelas Akarti Vigomra Ad Hanetzachama, that Mishnah, and then the Gemara from Vachemim Omrim up until Lifnei Yerech Dodorim, then the Tosas Lekriya Shema Kevasikin up until Mihu, and then the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah on page 8 from Omer Mori Harav, whatever the Lashon is, up until the end of that page.